This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is Margaret Gray along with Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Bud. Robert Leonard.
Robert Leonard here.
And General Galen Shaw.
General Galen Shaw here, and now the man, the author of the madness, if you will. You know, I don't really like to...
That's all right.
I mean, the author of the madness, because he does my voice. And, if, you know, if you think about that, oh, God, that'll creep you out. Okay. Phil Henry, I just heard that N-word. It's in the music. Thank you very much, General. Welcome to the program.
And that, what is this, Glenn? It says Glenn Miller.
No, it's not Glenn Miller. The guy's name is Gucci Mane. Glenn Miller.
Well, my glasses were a little fogged up.
Hey, welcome to the program, folks. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods is running a promotion at Fraser Foods. It's a little controversial. And he says it's a throwback, it's nostalgic, it's a post-Super Bowl football survey, the great white wide receivers. And you know, Bob is one of these guys. Look, Bob Green's very suspect. You know that that guy's trying to bait people.
Bob's got a very bad reputation.
Well, no, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Every time he's on this program...
Every time he is, Mr. Henry. Okay, every time he is what?
Well, he's trying to bait black people.
No, he is not always trying to do it, only when he's talking about black... Well, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for nothing, friend. All right, well, this is the thing. I mean, he got a little pushback, shall we say, from his customers. It's a football survey. He calls it a nostalgic look back on the world. Like, you know, who are the top white wide receivers in the NFL?
Now, why is that nostalgic?
Because it harkens back to when white wide receivers were very common, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, white wide receivers are more common now.
Well, what do you mean more common?
They're far more white wide receivers now than it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but then before that they had white ones. What are you guys talking about?
No, nothing, man.
He's just saying that there's more white wide receivers. Well, who cares? You know?
Well, it's an interesting aspect of the conversation, only for the standpoint of the socioeconomics, Phil, that you were talking about.
Well, I don't know if it's just my theory. It's everybody's theory. Anybody that's got a brain in their head knows that you see the economics of our society, the burgeoning black middle class, to the point where black athletes, young black men don't go into athletics, they don't go into professional sports because there are other income streams for them to access now. They're not locked out, pushed out. The institutional racism has been busted through.
All right, okay. You're going to give us a speech or something?
Well, you know what? If you want to do a lecture, call up Jeff Dowder. He can get you a weekend slot over there at Caltech, for God's sake.
What a weird ass.
Well, it's true, though. You didn't call me a weird ass.
No, it's talking to Bud. So that's,
All right, thank you very much for the lecture. Now what?
So anyway, Bob Green's going to be on with us. That's what. Our next bit of falderall on the show is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Am I reading this right?
Yeah.
He is indignant because he went to the doctor and he got a prostate exam.
Yeah, apparently.
What's he indignant about? Because the guy puts the finger up there?
I guess so.
Yeah, he's very indignant about that. Felt it was a violation.
What is that guy's problem anyway, you know? What is that guy's serious malfunction? This is a guy...
Well, he's a friend of yours.
No, but I mean, I like to talk to that guy about, you know, what he does, like the construction business.
And I also heard you go... So,
are we talking about Steve?
Yes, go ahead.
He feels what?
He just said that he just got back for the doctors... Yesterday, he came back, and he just done a prostate exam, and he took a finger.
Okay, he took a finger, and what's his problem?
He just feels that there's got to be can't we move on from that?
Yeah, that's his whole point, you know. Haven't we reached a day and age we can move on?
Move on from what? Getting your prostate exam? I don't get it.
Man, let's these.
You know,
It's not that there's a blood test.
Well, there is a blood test for a man's prostate in terms of prostate cancer, right, Phil?
Yes, there is. But that still doesn't, you still got to get, you know,
Look, please don't talk about it.
I won't, but this guy Bozell,
well, why are you having him on?
It's a public service kind of a thing.
Oh, sure, a public service. That's all I need. While I'm sitting here...
General, you're getting awfully wound up.
I'm not getting wound up, I'm just saying. All I need at this particular time of the day to, oh yeah, let's talk about getting a finger.
Jesus. All right.
Real funny, huh?
Anyway, so that will be Steve Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we certainly are happy that you guys are with us. We wanted to give you an idea as to the progress on our website, the Phil Henry Show website. Brand spanking new design is rolling out sometime within the next few weeks. And as we roll out that new design of that new website, of that new look, we are going to be accessing, giving you an opportunity to access the website with new pricing tiers.
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Henry. Now,
what is he doing talking?
From the other part to the...
You get to read that script.
That's right. And
where's my part?
One day everybody got
all I got is thank you.
Come on, Margaret, will you?
That's right, Phil. So sign up for a backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, because you get grandfathered.
What does that mean, you get grandfathered?
You'll get grandfathered.
You'll get grandfathered in.
Grandfathered into the price that you're at right now.
Right, so if you sign up for a backstage pass now, you'll be signing up for a much lower price than what people are going to eventually be paying. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to be breaking the bank. I'm not saying that it's going to be a huge-ass increase. I'm just saying, just letting you know, giving you the heads up, giving you the word, giving you a bird's-eye view, giving you a peekaboo.
All right.
So anyway, we're giving you the word that the price will be raised slightly. And so if you want to get in... and get a website at our current lower price, I would suggest you do it right now at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. All right. Now let's go over to our traffic. Got Bob Bacon, Sky Boy. We got Sky Baby out there. Let's see what's happening on the highways and byways with Mr. Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Phil, right now we got a pretty good run-off here on the south side of the freeway. Down the run-down, down the 5-town. If you're up the Harbor Freeway, get down there. Probably about 5 minutes to get down there. Oh, you're on the south side. Also, it's going to be smooth sailing this morning as you shave her. If you shaved her, of course, you're going to want to leave her at home. But if I'm trying to take my 2 minutes to shave it, and then you'll be out there. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, I'm up here in Santa Barbara, coming down from the mid-Central Coast area. We're smooth sailing on the 101 freeway coming into the valley. Hey, go to the valley. You remember the valley of the Java Green Giant? You heard of that, Dan?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice being that valley. It ain't green, but it's a giant. That's what she said. Let's go to Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Dan.
Oh, that's the one that I'm on that the boo-boo bag. He got the...
Jolly Green Giant. I
Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Hand rules the airwaves. Yes, every day, Boyd Sky Baby.
Saturday afternoon at the Watson Drag Strip. 5 big cars, 5 big races. Bring your girlfriend, bring the family out there to the Watson Drag Races. That's right, funny cars, top fuelers, the top rails, the railers, the split ends, and of course, the Seabird Twins. This Saturday, Watson Drag Race. Watson, take the 5 feet, take a free one. Watson Drags, the big races, the big time. Yes, it's the Watson Nationals this weekend. Don't miss it.
I think I ruptured myself. Bubana, widescreen, flat screen. The new Bubana for 2017.
I can see myself.
A television set that goes far beyond anything that mortal man has ever seen. While you can see television programs, who cares when the beautiful Bubana will take you to worlds you've never explored before. Step inside, bring the family. The Bubana will take you to an entirely new star system. Bubana televisions, widescreen, flat screen. It's all there at Murgerson's TVs. Yes, the new mystical ride through space, only with Bubana television. Television, television, television. I never thought my wildest dreams TV would do this. I don't think I ever want to go back to Earth or to the dimension I'm from. Bubana, Bubana, Bubana. Get the new Bubana TV at Murgerson's TVs.
Put a finger in the sky if you want it.
Uh-oh.
And put two fingers in the sky if you want it.
Don't let Bozell hear that.
Put two fingers in the sky.
What are you trying to say, man?
I'm saying put two fingers in the sky. Yeah, put two fingers in the sky.
Put two fingers in the sky if you want it.
Yeah, we'll do that, man. All right, so welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Stephen Bozell is going to be joining us a little bit later on to talk about... can't we move on from checking prostates with a...
You know, the other thing, too, Phil, you know, you ought to relate to your audience. You're talking about stuff like that's a lot of old man stuff.
Is it really?
Well, yes, a lot of elderly men have to get the finger, don't they?
Hey, every guy gets it. Of every age, believe me. So,
How young were you?
You know, that's none of your business.
No, Bob, so you got to bend over, take the finger.
I was in my 20s. You know, I was in my 20s, so, look, if you're out in the world, you know, I'm not even going to explain it. All right, anyway, welcome back to the program, folks. We do have Steve Bozell from the B&B Construction Enterprise in Corona, California, but it's got nothing to do with the construction job that he's got. It's got more to do with the lifestyle that Steve is leading. You're home from work a little bit early, right, Steve?
I'm home for Phil Hendry.
This is Phil.
Phil, how you doing? Steve Bozell.
Yeah, you're home a little early, right?
I am. I'm sitting in a hot tub because I'm trying to relax. I've been back to the doctor because I had to take I got a prostate exam, and nothing's wrong with me. Apparently everything's good, but I was unnerved by it. And also, they told me to take the day off, drink a lot of water, and, you know.
But what was wrong, Steve?
I just had a lot of discomfort down there. Doctor asked me, "Well, are you doing a lot of sex?" I said, "Well, yeah, you know, that's kind of par for the course of my life."
Except your wife's been out of town for a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I did have a lot of sex with her.
Right, but in lieu of having sex with your wife.
Well, what, you trying to say that I got a prostate problem because I'm sitting there just.
Yeah, you're sitting there morning, noon, and night, just whacking at it and everything.
No, not at all.
All right, well, there doesn't need to be any questions like that.
No, but that's the taste, right? Your wife's gone for a month.
I'm not sitting there whacking at it morning, noon, and God, what a way to put things, man. My wife's out of town, so I miss her very much, and I go ahead and I... Jesus.
And you know, Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters.
Would you please grow up?
You know, General, I would have expected more out of you than that.
Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters.
Well, that's the way it is. When the little lady's away, then Mrs. Thumb and the four daughters come out to play.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that just ha ha ha? So funny.
All right, Steve. So, what was the problem you had there at your doctor's?
I'm just curious, and I think it's time to kind of talk about this out in the open. There's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. And I, the reason why I say that is to go into the office and to have a conversation with your doctor, which I have. And my doctor's Dr. Melman. He's a wonderful guy, and I've known him for a long time.
Now, is he a urologist?
He's a urologist. He's not a GP guy.
And why have you had one for a long time?
Because every time Mrs. Bozell goes out of town, he's got to go. It's spank time.
Yeah, it's probably finger popping time.
Yeah. Hey, what you guys want to just? I tell you this much, Mr. Hendry.
All right, hold on. Why don't you guys shut up for a minute? I'm asking some specific questions here.
Yeah, well, ask away. The guy's talking about going to his urologist. Since when? Since you were like 10?
10? I've been going for the last 10 years, and the reason is I've been married 10 years. And...
Yeah, you've been married 10 years, and it's been that bad.
Are you telling me you haven't had sex in 10 years? I don't believe that.
Hey, what is that smell? Hold on for a minute.
Well?
I've just got... Sorry, guys. I smelled something. There was something burning. You guys smell that?
Well, I smell it. It smells like somebody's cooking something.
It might be coming from one of the restaurants.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Are everybody okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine. Sorry, Steve, to interrupt you. So you were saying?
No, these guys are talking about how it's a spankathon. And what I'm trying to tell you is I went to the prostate. It's not about whether it's a spankathon or not. I'm saying when you sit down with your doctor and you're having a wonderful conversation, hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great. And have you, have you caught any fish? Have you gone fishing? Or have you just caught any fish? And
what do you mean, have you just caught any fish? You go fishing to catch fish.
Well, yeah, you do. But, I mean, if you just take a shortcut and go, have you caught any fish? And I said to him, I'm assuming you're asking me, has I gone fishing? He said, has you gone fishing? And I said, no, have I? See, I'm nervous. And the reason why I'm nervous is I'm sitting there having this conversation, yeah, everything's great. He said, did you see the ball game? Yeah, yeah. Okay, get up, turn around, and bend over. See, that is jarring. It jars the nerves. It jars the nerve endings.
All right, so you're saying that is not polite somehow.
What do you expect him to do?
Well, I'm, if that's what he's going to do, then you might as well just walk in there. And the guy might say, okay, yeah, how you doing? Turn around, bend over, let's do it. And then when he's done, just get out of here. Like that. I think it should be far more business like that. Instead of, yeah, okay, hey, how you doing, Steve? Long time no see. How are your kids? Great. Business fine? Yeah. Isn't that great? Well, not just turn around, take your pants off, and bend over. Because I go, you go from being an equal to just a, you know.
Well, what, you know, Bozell, you're well known on this program for getting your feelings hurt.
No, I'm not getting my feelings. You're trying to tell me that that's not a legitimate concern?
What is the concern, man? That's what I'm having a hard time here.
Now, what are you worried about?
I'm not worried about anything, you know.
Well, I mean, but what's the...
What is the major, as Phil likes to say, the major malfunction?
The major malfunction is that I don't have a major malfunction.
Well, what is the problem is you say is you go and you sit down with the doctor and he takes you off guard or something like that?
No, it's just that the way a urologist does a meeting or does an appointment should be different from the way... I don't know.
All right, we're talking with Steve Bozell. You don't know. Let's get Dr. Jim Sadler on the phone from San Diego, California, because if we're we're discussing doctors, I think we have to have. And where is Dr. Sadler right now?
Well, oh yeah, over at Perry Boys.
Phil, it's Dr. Sadler, Perry Boys.
And we have Steve Bozell.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Sadler.
Steve is on the program today to talk about the prostate exam. That's every man has to endure it, and it's the finger up the you know what. And Steve feels that it is such an indignant moment, or a moment of indignity, that he'd rather not have all this polite conversation before it happens, because he says it comes on rather abruptly.
Well, so Steve, have you been to a urologist lately?
Yeah, I just went and saw him yesterday.
And I imagine he came in and said, "How you doing?" And and then he said, "Turn around and get the pants off."
Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing, and I find that it's.
All right. Well, let me tell you something a little bit, because I know a little bit about this. I told Mr. Hendry I've got a little bit of a history. A lot of doctors, just like other human beings, we have problems. We have arguments with our wives. We have trouble with our kids. Maybe we can't pay some bills. You know, you never know. So in order for us to sort of let off some steam, in order for us not to just explode.
I'm hearing running water. Hold on, Doc. I'm hearing running water.
You're hearing running water.
Running water? Running water.
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting a little more hot water.
I hope you don't do that thing that everybody does.
You mean ah?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I know what you mean about that, so.
All right, we're talking to...
Docking?
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here with Stephen Bozell about the finger exam, in the prostate exam. Where are we going with this, guys?
Well, Steve, you were making the point.
I was making the point that the indignity of it. No, you were making that point about doctors.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. Yeah, doctors can be very angry. So what we do is, hold on for a minute, will you? What are you doing with those plates?
I'm just picking them up.
I'm on the phone, man. I can't understand. I can't hear myself think. I'm sitting here in a cafeteria because I'm so cheap. I don't go to a normal restaurant. I got to sit here at a Fresh Choice. I got kids going ape. I got a guy carting plates out of here. Yeah, just leave a check. Okay. So when we get to the, like today, I'm going to get to the office, and if I were a urologist, I would say, well, at least I can go ahead and just embarrass the hell out of some guy and bend him over and stick it up, just jam it up there until there's nothing but pain.
That's like against your Hippocratic Oath, isn't it?
It's what?
Isn't it against the Hippocratic Oath?
Why do you say that?
Because it's causing unnecessary pain.
No, it's not against the hippie. All I'm saying to the guy is, you know, hey, how you doing? And then you say, turn around, get your pants down. That little bit of indignity right there, you know, relieves the tension that I feel.
Oh, I see. So turn around, get your pants down. Let me jam my finger up there. That's your way of being, of inflicting pain and thus taking the stress off yourself. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what you hear. Get a load of this. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Dr. Sadler here.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what you're hearing.
All right, well, let me tell you this. That's the dumbest. Not only is it dumb, it's weird, and you need a mental doctor.
I met a mental doctor.
You need...
You know, Dr. Sadler, you're particularly smart-ass today.
I was called up by Dickman to give my opinion. That's it. Yeah, my opinion on what we're talking about here. And we're talking about...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, somebody's got to knock it off with the noise. Can you get out of that restaurant?
Oh, hold on for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Out of here, yeah. Oh, thank Christ. Yeah. Go inside and get the check. I think this is going to be better, Phil.
Hey, Steve, none of that oh, yeah stuff.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Go get the check. So, I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm saying it's a temptation that a lot of doctors have.
Well, in other words, my suspicions are true in that when you go in there and he kind of sets you at ease.
Well, that's the thinking. You put the guy at ease. You go, hey, how's it been, Bill? Everything great, huh? How's the family? Yeah? Really? Yeah? And everything's good and you're looking good and you're feeling right? Yeah? Take your pants off.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you do that just to humiliate a guy?
Yeah, it's very aggressive, and you see the look on their face. They turn white. Their eyeballs bug out of their head, and you go, yeah, everything great, huh? Yeah. And you let it hang there, yeah. See, and then all of a sudden, get your pants off. I'm gonna put a glove finger up it.
Yeah, see, that is sadistic.
Right. Well, that's it.
And the whole reason why you do that. Is so you can feel like a big man.
That's right. So I can feel like a big man, and so I can some of the tension and anger that I feel, I can exercise it.
And is that going on right now? Do you think that's currently still going on?
Oh, I have no doubt about it. Doctors, in their own way, find ways when the world is not being fair to them, they find ways to take it out on their patients. I told you this story, Phil. Of course, I was, I lost my license for a while, and it was a very difficult road back. But when I was an obstetrician, and this was years ago.
Wait a minute. You were an obstetrician, and then you went back to school?
I went back to school, and I got my. Then I got into like psychology, sociology. I also have my GP, but I was, I got bounced because women have a tendency when they are giving birth, they have a tendency to scream a lot of obscenities.
I heard about this one. Well, it's the time you slug the lady.
You did what?
Oh, well, let me just tell you.
I remember the story.
Right. So there's women there. They're laying there. They're giving birth to a baby. And they're going, well, you dirty two-bit, man, my husband is an MF and a dirty C. He's a CS. Huh? You're listening to a woman who's given birth to a baby talking about her husband that way, and the natural...
Yes?
The natural camaraderie that men have and the brotherhood of men, it comes together, and you're listening to a woman calling some guy a dirty effing CS, and you suddenly realize, well, he ain't here. I gotta I gotta stand up for him. And plus, you don't like to hear it.
So you belt these women?
I did, not anymore.
Oh, I remember. This is one of the reasons why you and I had a major problem, Dr. Sandler. And listening to you retell the story now, I might still have a problem with you.
If you want to have a problem with me, I don't do it anymore. I realized that it was a bad thing to do.
You're belting these ladies, why?
To knock them out. So if they're laying there, go, well, you dirty effing CS and MF and 30. And I'm like, oh, you bad. You're talking about your husband? Boom. And that was... The instinct, I wouldn't do it no more, but I did it back then on account of, I couldn't take it anymore, see?
So these women are just calling their husbands all kinds of names.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to be talking about me.
All right, we're going to be talking about you, Steve. We're just getting some of this background from Dr. Sadler. So hence, you're prone to physical violence.
Well, I was with these women calling their husbands a dirty, filthy, BSing. BF,
we get it.
Right, so I would just, shut up, I have to knock you out, shut up. And I would slug them, and I would knock them out cold. But I wouldn't call that something sadistic that I brought in from home. That was out of necessity.
Yeah, out of necessity. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler.
Oh, but Mr. Henry, but what is it with you,
Well, Phil thinks he knows everybody's mind.
I was feeling back then. I don't feel that way anymore.
If you think it was necessary for you to punch a woman and knock her out because she's using all of this profanity while she's giving birth to a child, you're damn right. You got out of the right profession, and I guess you got into a...
I got out of the right profession.
You were not valuable as an obstetrician.
I was a very good one. I gave birth to many, many hundreds, if not thousands of... not really, but that's... I wanted to give birth to hundreds of thousands... And thousands and bazillions of babies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just getting some water.
Even that's grossing me out.
We're talking to Jim Sadler on the line with us. What do you think about Bozell and his complaint then? It seems like he's figured it out.
Yes, it seems like Steve Bozell understands there is a sadism there.
I wouldn't call it a sadism.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
I wouldn't call it a sadism, although what Mr. Bozell is doing now is sadistic beyond words. I would say that the doctor is having a bad day, and in comes a guy like Steve, and I think you're a wonderful man, Mr. Bozell. We have met. I think you're a brilliant businessman. I think you do great with your family. You support them very well. It is unfortunate, and I think you've admitted to this, that you kind of look like you're not too bright. Wouldn't you?
No, I've never copped to that.
No, yes, you have. I told you. You remember the time we were talking?
You said, do you agree, Mr. Bozell, that you look a little dumb? You know, like I think you said dumb all over.
Right, I was quoting the Frank Zappa song.
Yeah, you said dumb all over, a little ugly on the side.
Yeah, that's the Frank Zappa song. I said, would you agree with that?
And I said, no, I wouldn't.
I said, what if I'm just kidding around?
And I said, yes, I would then.
I said, aha, you see, the psychology of that.
There ain't no aha. You
see how he's messed up? So,
no, I don't see how he's messed up. I think you're messing him up. You are.
Yeah, Mr. Dan, it sounds like you had a little bit of a like a railroad spike to the brain. You're messing him up. Did you hear that? Huh? Anybody hear that? I got a guy over here.
If you don't mind, we're almost done with the interview.
All right.
Steve Bozell and Dr. Jim Sadler here on prostate exams. Is there anything in the offing, Dr. Sadler, that tells us the rubber glove finger is a thing of the past?
I don't think so. I think you're still going to have to endure that. Although I think the day and age where the doctor sort of sets you up with, hey, how's it been? Nah, really? Nice? Oh, that's great. You got tickets to the ball game? Great. Okay. Well, now, now I control you. Pull your pants down and bend over. And then some of these guys have even used the B word.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
You kidding me or something?
No, there's a couple of guys that got their licenses yanked.
They use the B. I'm assuming that's bitch.
Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely.
Now, these guys, wait a minute. I just want to be clear. A guy comes in. Hey, how you doing? Great, fine. Well, turn around and get your pants down, bitch.
That's exactly right. And that has led to, I'm not saying the guys take it, it's led to some confrontations, but that's the way a lot of doctors operate when they're trying to let off a little bit of steam.
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you very much.
You know, Phil, when you say it that way, it's like you think I'm a liar. You think that I'm a liar. You think that I'm a liar?
No, he doesn't think you're a liar. He just thinks you're full of crap.
You know, I think all of you, I hope you all come in for a prostate exam real soon. How do you feel about that? What do you think about that, huh?
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
What do you think about that?
Oh, from the El Pacifico. I'm General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm Robert Little. Be right back.
What do you think about it? What do you think about it?
Gibner Meats. Since 1978, steaks, chops, roast beefs, you know the drill. We've always been there for you. We've never failed you. Gibner Meats. The finest meats, bacons, great bacons. And how about that delicious pastrami? Oh, the sliced roast beef. There isn't anything we wouldn't do for you at Gibner Meats. How about that delicious thinly sliced tri-tip? Gibner Meats has been doing it, and we've been doing it a long time. And what do you do? What do you people do? You come in, you look at me, Elroy Gibner, and you go, oh, wow, it's a little fat today, isn't it? And I responded by saying, no, you look a little fat today. And for that, I get slapped across the face with a purse, and you stop shopping at Gibner Meats. If you can take it, we can dish it out at Gibner Meats. Still, the number one meat locker in all of the Valhalla Valley. Gibner Meats, bacons, pastrami's, tri-tips, every kind of chop at Gibner Meats. But we do dish it out. If you lay it on us and ask about how fat our pastrami is, we'll say, I don't know, how fat are you? Gibner Meats. Shit. Ingrates. Come on down to Jerry's Place on Sunday nights. We've got all the Havin' and Hootenanny. On Monday night, it's going to be drum off. On Tuesday night, ladies' night. On Wednesday night, it's going to be all-girl group night. On Thursday night, it's the king of the surf guitar himself, Rimshot Wilson. And on Friday night, I will sing. I'm Jerry, Jerry Boyle, and this is Jerry's Place. Yeah! You didn't hit the post, Jerry.
When it's shoot like camera crews in front of cameras too.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. And as we've been telling you, don't forget, the new rollout of the new Phil Hendry website will be coming up within a very, very short order.
What is the date on the rollout to that thing?
I don't know yet. I mean, we just haven't. I would love to give you a fake date, but I won't do it. It's very, very soon. The rollout of the new world famous Phil Hendry Show website.
And so, in keeping with that, remember to get a subscription to the website now before the price goes up. And when it goes up, friend, it ain't never coming down.
Whatever.
What does that mean, whatever?
World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. You know, Robert Green from Fraser Foods is a great businessman, has a terrific product at Fraser Foods, a great grocery store, great grocery chain, but he has run afoul at times of his customers for a variety of what are perceived to be racial insults, you know, I mean, sexist behavior.
Look, Phil, you're being very nice. He has had complaints issued not only with the Grocers Association, but also with the state of California, EOE, etc. And I think that things with Mr. Green don't seem to get better. They seem to get worse in some of the promotions, for instance, that he is embarking on. That's what we have him on our Newsmaker line right now, Bob. And you know that we have had you on the program, and I believe that we've treated you fairly, but I don't think there's any doubt that this most recent promotion goes over the line.
Well, Margaret, am I allowed to speak?
Of course you are.
Yes, of course you are.
All right. Because before I even get on the air, I'm a racist, I'm a sexist.
Bob, we're not saying you have been guilty of that kind of behavior.
I know. I'm a racist, I'm a sexist, I'm every kind of garbage known to man. That's what I am.
No one has called you that. What is this whole white wide receiver thing?
This is a promotion, Phil, and this is what I think is very unfair. I'm a sponsor on your radio show, and I am not allowed to roll out my promotion.
This is not a sponsored segment here, Bob. And I've told you, you know, you can have your money back until we work some of this stuff out.
So this is not a sponsored segment?
No, it's not.
So you guys get to butt in?
That's right. We may have questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions I'm going to have.
Hey, Robert, this isn't about black wide receivers. It's about white wide receivers. And to be characterized as racist hurts very much coming from you.
I'm not saying you're racist. I just think you think the whole thing is funny.
Let's get to this white wide. What is this contest?
It's not a contest. It's a promotion. And it is it's to celebrate being upwardly mobile and making it in your profession. And it's a post-Super Bowl kind of a nostalgic look back on football. And we ask the question, as a matter of fact, all of our checkers are told to read from a card as people come up to the cash register and say, hey, how about those white boys in the NFL? Why are they dogging it? Are you going to be, you know, would you like to buy a raffle ticket here?
How about the white boys in the NFL? Are they dogging it?
Yeah, because it turns out when I looked at the Super Bowl, I saw Edelman and I saw Amendola and I saw the rest of those white boys, you know, those wide receivers. And I think that's where those guys have been. And I think that the achievement of those men, this is nothing against black wide receivers. It's just, where are the white ones? There used to be a lot of
wide receiver.
You guys, you know, no one's as good as me at that. White wide receiver.
Good for you. So what about them?
Whoa.
Well, look, Bob.
I mean, that's good for you. What am I, talking to a five-year-old?
No, maybe I'm talking to one. So what about it?
Oh, all right, so the promotion is pick your favorite white wide receiver, and it'll be a raffle. We'll pick three wide receivers, and anybody that holds the tickets of those wide receivers are going to win a year's worth of cold cuts. All right? A year's worth of cold cuts from Fraser Foods. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, that is a contest.
We're not doing a commercial here, Bob.
And you don't think a year's worth of cold cuts is worth it?
It's worth what?
Football season is over.
But yeah, but it's right around the corner, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. So if we pick, for instance, the wide receiver that you picked, then you get a year's worth of cold cuts, a year's worth of sourdough bread, a year's worth of wheat bread, and a year's worth of white bread, and then you'll get 1 week's worth of Diet Coke. And I think you have like 2 days worth of mayonnaise, something like that. So,
what do you mean 2 days worth of mayonnaise?
I'm going to give you a year's worth of mayonnaise. You're going to sit there and slop the sandwiches down, and by the time football season rolls around, there won't be any left.
Yeah, so what?
It defeats its own purpose. Okay? See, this is what I mean, Phil. I try to get a sensible contest going.
All right, forget about what the prize is. I don't care. You know, I'm asking you this question. The white wide receiver is being highlighted because he suddenly is back and he's working hard.
I think they're working hard, and all of us, they're working as hard as the black wide receivers. And so all of these great black wide receivers that we've had down through the years, I mean, you can name them. John Jefferson, Cliff Branch. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Some of the greats, you know. And of course, the great tight ends like, you know, the guy from Miami. What was the guy's name? I mean, San Diego.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
Ben Coates. That's it.
No, he was the New England Patriots.
Well, whoever that guy, Keller, whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah.
And all those guys, the white guys, are taking over. So now you have Jordy Nelson, and now you have Amendola, and you know, and Edelman, and you had Ed McCaffrey.
All right. Well, now you sent me the list of the great white wide receivers, and you put this, when do people pick the names out?
When you come to the store, we've got a big bin, and there's a big bin there. It says, pick your favorite white, well, it says white boy, and we are changing that.
See, that was some of the complaining that we heard. People were saying, what is pick your favorite white boy?
We're changing it, all right? I was supposed to say white wide receiver, but I don't think we had enough room on the sign, so we just said white boy.
Yeah, okay.
He thinks I'm lying. I'm talking to a guy over here. Anybody interested in that?
Hey, Bob, I'm the only guy interested in listening to what you're saying.
What about the people listening to your show? You know?
God damn, don't do that, Green. Blew my eardrums out.
Sorry.
So you pick a... All right, let me see. I've got one here for you. Let's say I picked the name Ricky Prohl.
Who?
Ricky Prohl.
Who's Ricky Prohl?
That guy's one of the top white wide receivers.
Who'd he play for?
The St. Louis Rams.
I never heard of him.
Well, you know something? I think Phil and these guys are as knowledgeable about football than you are, Bob. And you've never heard of this man. Just how up and up is this contest?
Hey, the contest has some of the names. Here's Bill Schroeder.
There's a big name. And you call that guy one of the top wide receivers?
One of the top white ones. See, when you qualify, you say, who are the top white wide receivers? Then you can get down into some real bozos. Like, who ever heard of this guy... Bob Housett, or say, here's one here, Elroy Hirsch. You ever heard of him?
Yes. Elroy Hirsch played for the Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Crazy Legs. Well, anyway.
All right, so I picked, let's say I picked Elroy Hirsch.
All right, you got Elroy Hirsch. Then, at the end of the contest, and it'll end this summer during training camp, I will pull three names. And if I pull Elroy Hirsch, you get a year's worth of cold cuts, you get a year's worth of sourdough bread, a year's worth of white bread, a week's worth of Diet Coke, and 2 days worth of mayonnaise. Thank you very much.
Can't hang up, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. Everybody says that.
I think it's very unfair of you to laugh, Phil.
It's pretty funny. The top white... Pick your favorite white wide receiver in history?
Yeah, that's right. And we've got a lot of very historic wide receivers. We've got Del Schaffner. We've got Don Hutson.
Now, there's a guy, Don Hutson. That guy, you call him one of the top receivers of all time.
Are you kidding? One of the top white ones?
That I don't think Don Hutson could even make an NFL team now.
Oh, my God. Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
You want to hear this guy?
All right, Bob, I'm going to hang up if you don't stick around here on the phone.
Sorry, I'll talk to you later, okay, Billy?
Yeah.
Don Hutson, Phil, held the touchdown record.
I don't care what record he held. He played during the 30s and 40s, and he wouldn't even make an NFL team now. Now, Steve Largent, the guy that broke his record, might.
Might make an NFL team?
No, I mean, he belongs on the list.
Well, all right, Phil. Mr. Football here, folks. So come on into Fraser Foods, pick your favorite white wide receiver, then we'll pick three names.
Yes, I know. And those three names get a year's worth of cold cuts, a year's worth of sourdough bread, a year's worth of white bread, 1 week worth of Diet Pepsi, and 2 days worth of mayonnaise.
That's right. I mean, you see...
Well, Bob, it's the goofiest prize.
I was told to only give out 2 days worth of mayonnaise because, you know, we got filthy minds out there. I don't know. This is what my lawyer told me.
What are you talking about, man?
What does that mean?
It means just what it said. He said, don't give away a lot of mayonnaise because these dirty, filthy, wretched minds that listen to the Henry Show are going to go, ha, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
No, I don't understand.
You understand, Dickman, real good.
Now, I don't understand. Nobody here understands. So you're giving away 2 days of mayonnaise.
Right, because I don't want you talking about it for a full year. You guys, every day on your show, it looks like you got a shot of mayo on the chin. I've heard that Bozell, the guy you had on, looks like he took one off the chin. I'm going to tell you right now, Phil, that...
Robert Greene, ladies and gentlemen, of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be sure to get into Fraser Foods and, you know, enter that big contest. And the top white wide receiver of all... Who do you think is the top white wide... The top white wide receiver?
Who is your pick?
I don't know. Fred Biletnikoff? Who?
Yeah.
He played for the Raiders.
Your mom calling you.
Or, what about Ed McCaffrey? Ed McCaffrey wasn't even close to being the best.
Call her back.
I would say, you know, cats like that. I mean, what do you want me to tell? Hey, Raymond Berry. Raymond Berry, who are these guys you're talking about? I can tell you right now, Raymond Berry and Fred Biletnikoff is two of the best.
The British are here.
See, that's why no one's ever heard of these guys, Phil. Now, who are the great black ones?
The great black ones.
Pull up in that Bruce Wayne, Bruce Wayne.
Can we get off this topic? Because Henry's going to get a visit from the Civil Rights Commission.
You're going to be accused of being in a Klan.
That's it, man. We'll be back, Phil Henry Show.
Hi, this is Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Don't listen to Phil Henry because he and his crew, they obviously have a lot of fun and I enjoy them. But every time I'm on their program, they do more damage to my business. I don't even know why it is I advertise on their lousy, rotten show.
Fraser Foods. Fun and food for the entire family. Motoring down the motorway with your family, you need the very best in auto insurance. Why not get Simeon Auto Insurance? Simeon, don't let them make a monkey out of you. Simeon Auto Insurance, since 1958, they'll swing on 100 yards of grapevine to keep your family safe. With Simeon Insurance, I felt that for the very first time in my life, I had coverage and I could sit and relax, knowing that the monkey has me on his mind. Get Simeon Insurance. The monkey has you on its mind. The monkey. Simeon Insurance.
Dial 1-800-CHIMP. That's 1-800.
Simeon. Spell it with a C. What?
I've been determined. It's a wrap like a turban. I'm getting to the money. You're washed up like this detergent. Pulled out in a skirt off. Leave here with the clothes off. Yeah. Own shit like a murder. I'm the one that you heard of. Yeah.
Welcome back. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, man. So the very last of my little audition classes that I'm taking is next week. So we'll be back with a full complement of 7 days a week of material here on the Phil Henry Show website. I know that we were running a best of there this week.
And next week, too.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I'm working 7 days a week, so, hey, man, I'm down to six.
Now, don't be resentful of it, Mr. Henry. Don't be bitter, you know.
Yeah, people want to know that you are happy in your work. I'm very happy in my work. Always very, very happy in my work. So, yeah, that ends next week. And then we're back on it, man. All right, sports fans, it's been my pleasure. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced here at the El Pacifico by me, world-famous Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm General Galen Shaw. And don't forget, Saturday Cinema with me.
And me, Margaret Gray, the special rotating host. And I do protest the term rotating host. Phil, you were put on notice.
And there's nothing I can do about it, okay?
So, Margaret will be the rotating host.
Oh, that was a good clean left jab.
Looked like a right hand to me.
I'm sorry, but it was a right hand.